This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Happy New Year, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Chinese officials announced Tuesday that they are initiating an anti-dumping probe into U.S. sales of livestock feed, according to the Chinese Ministry of Commerce. The probe centers on dried distillers' grains, a byproduct of corn ethanol production. DDGs are an important agricultural export for the U.S. farm economy. According to Dow Jones Newswires, China increased the amount of DDGs imported from the U.S. by fivefold over the past year. The Agriculture Department on Monday requested proposals for matching grant funds under the Federal State Marketing Improvement Program. FSMIP funds may be requested from state departments of agriculture, state agricultural experiment stations, and other appropriate state agencies. FSMIP funds may be requested for a wide range of research projects that help to market, transport, and distribute U.S. food and agricultural products domestically and internationally. Federal funds awarded to any project must be matched by non-federal funds and/or in-kind resources. USDA is particularly interested in proposals that involve collaboration among the states, academia, producers, and other stakeholders, and proposals that have state, multi-state, or national significance. FSMIP encourages states to submit proposals that address the following objectives: creating wealth in rural communities through the development of local and regional food systems and value-added agriculture, and developing direct marketing opportunities for producers or producer groups. Historically, Congress has appropriated funding for this program. This notice is being issued prior to passage of a fiscal year 2011 Appropriations Act, which may or may not provide an appropriation for this program to allow applicants sufficient time to leverage financing, submit applications, and give USDA time to process applications within the current fiscal year. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service administers the program. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Tuesday reminded teams participating in the Recipes for Healthy Kids competition to submit their recipes by 5 p.m. Eastern on Thursday this past week. Teams across the country are working to improve school menus and the health of children across the nation through the creation of exciting new recipes for inclusion on school lunch menus. The competition, part of First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative, will draw on the talents of chefs, students, school nutrition professionals, and parents or other community members working together to develop tasty, nutritious, kid-approved foods. Recipes for Healthy Kids competition teams will have the opportunity to submit original recipes that meet nutritional requirements in three categories: whole grain foods, dark green and or orange vegetables, and dry beans and peas. A growing number of farmers' markets now operate through the winter months compared to a few years ago. Encouraged by continued strong interest in local foods, some farmers are extending the growing season by using greenhouses. Nearly 900 winter farmers' markets are running nationwide, a 17% increase from 2 years ago, according to the Agriculture Department. USDA defines a winter market as one that operates between November and March. Several northern states are among those with the largest numbers of winter markets, including Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Michigan, according to USDA. In Chicago, Green City Market has been on a year-round schedule for 3 years and draws about 60,000 visitors during the winter months. Beginning in 2012, more information about meat purchased by consumers will appear on package labels. The Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service published its final rule, Nutrition Labeling of Single Ingredient Products and Ground or Chopped Meat and Poultry Products, in the Federal Register. The rule has been 10 years in the making. Under the new rule, labels are required on meat packaging or at the point of purchase for major cuts of single ingredient raw meat and poultry products. The rule also requires nutrition labels on all ground or chopped meat and poultry products unless the products are exempted. In an article in USA Today, the reporter pointed to a label for 73% lean ground beef, noting a single serving has 60% of suggested daily intake of fat. However, the American Meat Institute points out that consumers will also have the opportunity to learn from labels that meat is a lean, healthy source of protein. AMI supports the new labeling rule, noting that boneless chicken breasts have 165 calories and 3.57 grams of fat per 100-gram serving. A serving of beef eye of round has 166 calories with 4.87 grams of total fat, and pork tenderloin provides 143 calories and 3.57 grams of fat per 100-gram serving. Florida farmers are facing losses of $115 million to date due to severe cold weather, according to initial estimates. The figure for total losses is conservative and will likely rise in the next 2 weeks, according to Florida Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Sarah Kreiser. The current report includes freezes through December 20th that affected fruits, vegetables, citrus, foliage, and aquaculture. Almost 9,000 acres of farmland was deemed a total loss. According to the latest U.S. Census numbers, urban areas continue to grow nationwide and will gain congressional seats, while rural areas will have less representation in Congress. The change could make it more difficult to build support for federal farm programs, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack during an appearance on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. During the program, Vilsack also noted that revitalizing rural economies is essential in order to repopulate rural communities and return political strength to rural America. The Environmental Protection Agency announced a legally enforceable roadmap that sets guidelines for cleaning up the Chesapeake Bay. The disposal of waste from hog and chicken farms in the region will be impacted by the regulations. Sean Garvin, EPA's regional administrator for the Mid-Atlantic region, labeled the plan the largest water pollution strategy plan in the nation. Garvin said EPA is prepared to enforce the regulations with rigorous accountability methods, ranging from challenging operating permits for wastewater treatment plants or farms to prosecuting polluters for violating the Clean Water Act. The guidelines impact total daily maximum loads or the amount of nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment that can flow into the Chesapeake each day from farms, sewage treatment plants, urban and suburban streets, parking lots, and lawns. It calls for a 25% reduction in nitrogen, 24% reduction in phosphorus, and 20% reduction in sediment by 2025. The American Farm Bureau Federation is concerned about the far-reaching impact of the guidelines on agriculture in the Chesapeake Bay region. Scorching heat in South America is cutting harvest forecasts in one of the world's key farm belts, helping propel crop prices to two-year highs and fueling concerns about tight global grain supplies, according to the Wall Street Journal. Prices of corn, soybeans, and wheat remain well below 2008 peaks, but analysts are expecting higher prices as the extent of crop losses in South America becomes clear. Some analysts warn of food price inflation. In 2010, rural America was at the forefront of the economic recovery, according to the latest edition of the Main Street Economist, published by the Kansas City Federal Reserve. The report, A Rural Rebound in 2010, notes that rural job growth sped up in the second half of the year, with jobs in rural areas climbing 2% compared to last year, outpacing gains in metropolitan areas. Farm profitability strengthened with commodity markets at the end of the year. Robust agriculture and energy markets also fueled gains in manufacturing and service activity to overcome the headwinds of a weak housing sector, according to the report. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, I am Mark Duggar. Happy New Year and God bless America.